Welcome to the podcast of Casinos USA. This is Coach Fav, the voice of today's podcast and our March 16th podcast, Caller Doug's Aggressive Pressing. Press my bet. Well, when a bettor says that at a craps table, they want the dealer to add to the bet instead of giving all the win back to the player. For example, at a $5 table, the lowest one could bet on the 6 or 8 is $6. So if you get a hit, the bet would pay you $7. When you say, press my bet, you're saying to the dealer, take the bet to $12 and give me the dollar left over. Does that make sense? If it was a $10 table and you say, press my bet, it might be best to say press it 2 units if you want the bet to become $24. Each $6 is a unit. Or you can say press it 1 unit if you want your new bet to be $18. Either way, you could get a few dollars left over after the press of your original bet. This is not an uncommon thing to do. In fact, it's very common, and we do it quite often. But never, ever have we encountered such an aggressive pressing strategy as caller Doug told us in a recent call to Casinos USA answering service. That's 1-724-519-4556. 1-724-519-4556. We want our listeners to hear this from Doug himself. So here he is.
Hi, Coach Fav and the Casinos USA team. This is Doug, 2 pair of 7s, calling from the Houston area. Just wanted to give you guys a trip report on my recent trip to Atlantic City. I went to visit some family there for the weekend, and I got to go to the Marina area, to the Borgata and Harris. I'm also calling into Cousin Vito's podcast. I'm going to explain some of the ways I saved money, but I figured I'd focus more on the strategy of some of the fun times I had there. I played for about 2 hours there, mostly craps, and it was a $10 table that I played on the whole time. The way my strategy works is I usually place the 8, 9, and 10, so the high numbers for kind of the minimum, so 12, 10, and 10. And then I progressively press them pretty hard. So most of the time I don't win at all, but in this case, at the end, I got very lucky. So I kind of had some bad results at first. I bought in for 200, went down 100 real quick, and then I got to roll. And using Coach Fav's strategies that he recommended, on the come-out roll, I was rolling the V like he recommended with the 2 threes set up in a V formation. And I had like a 7 or 8 point roll going, so a really long roll, but I wasn't hitting my numbers that much. So I think I went up like $100 for my roll because I was playing the don't for a few of the points because I wanted to hedge my 8, 9, and 10 bets. And that wasn't going too well because I kept hitting points. And then I switched sides and went to the pass line. Actually, the pit boss was kind of recommending that I use the pass. He says you shouldn't bet against yourself, something like that. So I switched sides. What I would do is when I set up the point, if it was one of my numbers, I would move my number to the odds so that I'm getting better money on that. And then if it was one of the other numbers, I'd do like 1 or 2 times odds. So I hit a few more points, and then I sevened out. But again, I was only up about $100. And then the next few rollers, no luck again. So I was actually down to my last roll. So I put, I have a maximum of 40 that I put in because, when I on the 8, I have a progression system where I go from 12 to 30 if it hits, so then I'm pressing 4 more to get to 30, and then 60, 120. Actually, I'm set up so that I'm trying to get the chips, is what I call it, is the 100, 500, 1,000, etc. So when I press aggressively, except for when I get to that amount, then I progress a little bit slower. So when I'm at the 120 amount, I'll keep the $100 chip and a little bit more, and then I press the 150, and then again I'm pressing aggressively. So then I go to 240, 360, 510, and 600. Well, this guy's roll was going so long that I actually got up to the 510 level, and so it was pretty awesome. I was at the point where I was tipping the dealers on several different numbers. I was even trying at the end, so I was playing a bet for the roller, the shooter, and unfortunately, once I did that for him, he sevened out. But I ended up cashing out for $800-some. So off that one roll, like I said, it was down to nothing. So I put about $40 in. I ended up with $810. All the tips and stuff, I probably would have gotten $850 without that. So it was a pretty good roll. Some of the other, so on the 9, I usually do 10, 25, 50, 100, 140, 250. 410, et cetera. I only got up to $50, I think, on the 9. But the 10, which I do 10, 25, buying after that, so buy on the 25 and higher, and then 75, 125, 250. And actually, I was up to the 125 number. So it was a great roll. I just wanted to let you guys know, keep up the great work with the podcast, and thanks a lot.
What an adrenaline rush. Unbelievable. So much money on the table. Oh, but you know, you could see where Doug could win thousands and thousands on a hot roll. Man, oh man, what a story. That's the most aggressive scheme. But you know, it's going to pay off sometimes. And you know, it's sort of like feast or famine for Doug. But I know he's a smart guy. And hey, we wish him all the best. $800 is $800. But what an adrenaline rush that whole story is. You know, most of our listeners know a whole lot about the casino games that they play. And we can say, in all honesty, that we know how to play the preferred strategies in these games. So the book says my next move is, but hey, I have a hunch what's going to happen. And so many, many of us, if not most of us, at times we abandon what we know about table games and we play and move away from the correct way. Instead, we play hunches, you know, sort of a guess. Casinos USA calls that feeling gaming intuition. And here are some examples we have experienced. In a sports book, you know, this is recent. Speaking to a buddy, a man says, I just believe the Patriots are coming back in the second half, regardless of the halftime score. And a passerby says, what an idiot. Of course, later that evening, the Patriots win in the biggest Super Bowl comeback of all time. And how about this one, you know, at the roulette table? I have a feeling that 14 will be the next number, so I'm going to put $50 on 14. All right, the ball goes round and round, and it falls into 14. And a woman says, how did you know? How did you know? At a craps table, I say, on the come out, I'm going to throw a hard 10, so hop it for $5. And I do, and so two other people do too. And what do you know? I throw that double nickel set, and boom, a hard 10 comes up. Oh my goodness. At a blackjack table, all right, you have 14, but I'm going to take in another card because the dealer's going to bust on this hand. And you know, the dealer bust. Hey, and my final one, at a craps table, this was at the Rio. Someone comes up and says, Grandma said to bet a 5 for her. Put $500 on the 5 for Grandma. All right, the player puts 5 black chips on the table. And then as the dice bounced off the back wall, the stickman yells 5. And I'm thinking, almost in disbelief, why didn't I bet with Grandma? Caller Jeff from Maryland, ask a question along these same lines. Here it is.
Hey, my name is Jeff, calling from Maryland. My question is, with any of these casino games, how much value do you put on the book, as it's referred to? For example, playing blackjack, a favorite of mine. You'll often hear guys at the table, sometimes the dealer, sometimes players, saying, well, the book would say I should hit this hand, or the book would say I should not hit this hand. Do you like to sort of play the book, or is it more of a feeling that you have, an instinct while you play if the table's hot or cold? Thanks. Again, Jeff in Maryland.
Sorry for that sad group there, Jeff, but the reason they did that was, you know, when you just play instinctively, intuition, gaming intuition, it doesn't matter if the game is craps or baccarat or pie gow or roulette, because your bet doesn't affect anyone else. But with blackjack, it is different. Because if you do something that's not, you know, according to the book, as you call it, then you can affect somebody else, several players on the table. And that's what you have to consider. If you're going to do, you know, something that's just unorthodox with getting ahead of a card or not getting ahead of a card, then, you know, are you willing to take the wrath, you know, subconscious or conscious wrath of the people around you? So, I mean, maybe once in a while won't hurt, but if you play like that haphazardly, I think people at the table would be upset. Now, if you're at a table by yourself, hey, there's no harm done. So that might be something you want to consider. So we would answer it that way. In craps, baccarat, pot, gallon, roulette, doesn't affect a thing how anyone bets, how crazy their bet might be. But in blackjack, it makes a difference to the other players at the table, and that's an important distinction. Let's return to Doug's call and his aggressive betting style. One of my consulting jobs took me to beautiful Daytona Beach, Florida during July, and I had that job for four consecutive summers. My wife always had her own job, but she would come along just sort of as a vacation because my hotel expenses, our flight, not for her but for me, and meals were paid for. So it was great. And she enjoyed the fact that she had nearly the whole day to herself. But we got to spend time together as well because I was out of work at the nearby Ocean Center and back at the hotel by at least 4 p.m. each day. So one day, Janie said that, hey, we should spend the evening on a casino boat that leaves from a Daytona dock at 6 p.m. In fact, she said, they had a free pickup shuttle that stopped at our hotel. So my buddy Steve, who was working with me in this consulting gig, asked if he could come. And I said, hey, why not? So the three of us were off to the casino boat, which was really only 15 or 20 minutes from our hotel, riding their free shuttle, of course. Well, after hearing caller Doug's aggressive pressing betting system, she wanted to tell the rest of her story herself. So here she is. Here's Janie.
Hi, it's Jane. I just wanted to talk a little bit about our boat trip in Daytona Beach and our casino boat. The boats there have to go out to sea past the 3-mile limit where gambling is legal then. Food and drink is offered on the casual ride out. Coach Fav and I were able to watch the dolphins following our boat as we were going out. We also learned that 18-year-olds were allowed to gamble once the boat was past the 3-mile limit. There was a father on board who was taking his son on the cruise to celebrate his 18th birthday. So the young man and his father ended up at the craps table with Coach Fav, Steve, and me. I knew we'd be out at sea for about 3 hours and be back on the dock a little bit before 10. So I decided to stay and play at the craps table with Fav and Steve. I was just betting the minimum amounts. When the young man whose birthday it was took the dice for the first time, something magic happened. I figured, oh boy, we're going down right away. You know, he doesn't have any experience. He's all new. This is, you know, the boat's rocking a little. This isn't going to work. But lo and behold, he went on a tear throwing number after number. I had $5 on the number 9. During one of his rolls, the young man rolled the number 9 11 times. So I won $77 just on that number alone. I ended up a couple hundred dollars ahead. My husband took out nearly $2,000 and Steve won over $700. But when I heard Doug's call to Casinos USA's answering service, I realized that I would have won more than $5,000 from the number 9 if I had pressed my bet on the 9 the way he does. It would be hard, at least for me, but I suspect for many, to have $700 or $800 on the craps table that could be gone in one roll of a 7. Yet, if one is willing to take the risk, it would have meant big money, and I could see how one could press herself to thousands of dollars. So at least in theory, I am a new fan of Doug's aggressive pressing.
What did you think just about the boats in general?
Well, I would encourage any vacationers that want to try a casino boat to do so. One tip, if you're going to play craps, you have to reserve your spot at the craps table before the boat leaves the dock. Our boat only had one craps table, and it was packed the entire time. Coach Fab and Steve were the first two people there, so they signed me up for a spot. Then all three of us were free to stay outside on deck until we got past the three-mile limit. On the way back to the hotel on the shuttle bus, Steve told me that this was the first time that he ever won that big in craps, and he said that Coach Fab convinced him to take the chance and to play the game with us. Now, as I think about it, I imagine how much we all would have won if we had played as aggressively as Doug does.
What else did you like about Daytona Beach in general, besides the casino boat?
Well, I love Daytona Beach because of the hard sand there, the way you can walk on the beach all the time. My daily routine was to get up, because you'd be gone already, get up, walk to my favorite diner, get the pecan waffles, then walk over to Starbucks, take my coffee, and then walk back to the hotel along the beach. And I'd look at all the jellyfish that got beached that night. We ate seafood for 9 days one time when we were there. Mostly, and especially, I would say, the grouper. We just really liked the grouper. But we had every kind of seafood that they offered. We actually had no beef, no pasta for those 9 days. Now, when I came home, I told my daughter that. I said, wow, we had fish every day. So her comment to that was, wow, I bet your mercury count's high. So much for healthy eating. I went to church there, where we always go to church when we're visiting an area. That really gives us the feel for the whole community. What surprised me there was the little dogs are allowed to go to church there. And they also had a coffee service afterwards, and I sat at a table with probably 8 other people, and all of them were from the north. There were no Floridians there, or native Floridians there. Everybody had moved south, and they were trying to encourage me to. And
isn't it true there's a lot of, like, I guess, leftover hippies that just made a home in Daytona Beach from the 60s?
You have that feel for it, yeah. There's that, I think, and that can be fun too. More laid back personalities. We visited the Daytona Speedway while we were there and participated in the dog racing that they have several times a week. They don't have it every day, but most days. I also during the day would take little trips up and down the ocean to different towns. My other favorite one besides Daytona Beach is Ormond Beach. It seemed to be geared to people of my age, and there again ran into shopkeepers who had been northerners and then moved south to have nicer winters, and I can't say that I blame them. So if you're in this area, please check all these sites out.
Thanks for that funny story, Jane. I appreciate it. We're going to move on to our final segment of the podcast and talk about our very famous craps player who set one of the longest rolls in the history of Las Vegas, Carol Meyer. Be right back. Carol Meyer grew up on a Kansas farm family and saved his money and he bought a bowling alley, opened up a restaurant, and the restaurant wasn't successful, but the bowling alley was. Anyway, he began a buffet, moved away from the steakhouse idea, and it started to go for him. And he became an entrepreneur with these things and went to Kansas City and had great success, brought in Las Vegas superstars to entertain, etc. So, he's a self-made man, and I always admire those kind of people. But he also was a great craps player. So I'm going to talk over an article that appeared in the Las Vegas Sun on Sunday, October 15th, 1967. And it was about the dice hook and roll that Carol Meyer had the night before, in which the table won over $500,000. Oh, why can't I be at a table like that one day? But here's the story. This was at the Dunes Hotel, which of course now is gone. But witnesses in the casino said that the man held the dice for 2 to 2.5 hours. And he had 50 passes. They don't actually state the number of rolls, but 50 passes, you can guess. Carol Meyer said, how to win at dice in life, be in the right place at the right time and take advantage of the opportunity. These are his words. Bet heavy when winning and bet light when losing. Increase your bets when winning, decrease your bets when losing. And to continue with his quote, was I lucky? Yes. I was lucky to be at the Dunes Casino. I was lucky to be one of the 14 at that hot table. Oftentimes, I gamble at a table for hours while other gamblers come and go. One after another, they lose and they leave. The point I am making is the more hours you can gamble at a table, the more likely you are to be there when a hot roll of the dice is rolled. When a long streak is rolled, you are there to capitalize on the winning streak. Well, I want to thank Carol Meyer for those words, because that's also the philosophy of Casinos USA. And we love Doug and we love his pressing system, but we would tell you to press your bets when you're winning and not to press your bets when you're losing. In other words, just don't chase losses. And I think that's a smart way to gamble in almost any form. You know, bet more when you're winning and stop betting or limit your bets or lower your bets even when you're losing. And we invite all our listeners to use our answering service to, you know, talk about casino capers coast to coast, ask a question about a betting or a table game, a betting strategy for a table game, or just to give us a trip report, you know, to a casino resort, could be in Vegas or not, and tell us about it. You know, this is all about recreational gaming, and it's fun to hear the views of others, and we would appreciate you making that call to us. So that's our answering service. Again, that's 1-724-519-4556. Also, please check out our website. It's www.casinosusa.bet. That's CasinosUSA, written as one word, .bet, B-E-T. And we have several pages and a lot of information that you might enjoy. And like most podcasts, you can click on an Amazon link there. Doesn't cost you any more for whatever you purchase at Amazon, but we get a short, small kickback. And also, you can just, if you want to give us money directly, you can do that too. But again, we appreciate the loyal listeners that we have. You know, we're over 5,000 plays an episode, over 10,000 a month. So our growth is phenomenal in our minds. So thank you so much for your support. And as always, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that's the Casinos USA way. And we'll see you all down the road in 2 weeks. Goodbye.